guys, maybe you recognize them that sits on the front seats.
那些坐在第一排的呢，可能大家都记得他们是谁。
And we will have a lot of sharing about the mission work.
我们呢，今天会跟大家一起来分享我们这个短宣的这个内容。
They're fresh from Indonesia.
他们呢，刚刚从印尼回来。
Okay.Let us read the text from. Okay, what's happening? Yeah, I think you better run the PowerPoint, maybe. Okay, let's read the text in Chinese.
那我们大家一起来读这个经文，用中文来读。耶稣近前来，对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What's happening? Okay.I think I was pressing the wrong button. Yes. Okay, I'll start with a question.
那首先我要从提一个问题来开始今天的讲道。
Why does church exist?
为什么我们要有教会?
It exists for two reasons.
它的存在有两个主要的原因。
Two reasons.
那两个主要的原因大家看见了。
The church with a big C is there for two main reasons.
教会英文缩写的第一个字母 C, 这个大写的 C, 它其实是有两个含义。
To invite more people into the kingdom of God.
首先它是为了邀请更多的人进入神的国度。
And to take care of the kingdom.
其次，他是为了让更多的人在他的国度里接受到照顾。
God's kingdom is the whole world and His whole church.
神的这个国度是这个
And the whole church.
整个教会。
And this commandment, the Great Commission, is given to all congregations.
这个伟大的使命交给了所有的教会。
All denominations,
所有的教派
and all individual Christians,
以及所有每一个在座的基督徒们
up through all the ages,
无论你的年龄是如何
Mission works,
一个宣教的工事工。
And today I would like to share you with you mostly about the first reason I mentioned.
首先我今天主要要跟大家分享的是我刚刚讲到的第一点。
Invite people into the kingdom.
能够邀请更多的人来到神的国度。
This is the standing order until the end of time.
这个呢是到了世代末了的一个常态。
And the end of time is when Jesus comes back.
也就是耶稣再来的时间。
We are asked to go in His name to tell our friends.
我们都要奉他的名来告诉我们的朋友们。
Family.
我们的家人们。
Neighbors.
我们的邻舍们。
And to all nations.
以及全邦各地。
During this, we will experience the power and help of the Holy Spirit.
在这个期间我们要一起来经历他的圣灵和大能。
Because Jesus has promised to be with us until the end of time, all the time.
因为神应许了他会与我们一直一直的同在。
In other words, we must do mission one way or other.
也就是简言之我们要作为 用某种方式来完成这个使命。
As an individual, we must do it locally.
作为一个个体，我们要在本地完成这个使命。
But as a congregation, we should also be part of a movement.
而作为一个教会，我们也要成为这个使命的其中一部分。
And this movement reaches across continents, ocean, language, and cultures.
而这样的一种行动需要跨越大洋，跨越大陆，然后跨越文化和语言的隔阂。
When I came back to NCCC a few years ago,
当我两年前回到我们挪威的教会 NCCC 的时候
，I was very pleased to notice something.
我很开心，我注意到了一些事情的变化。
Our Oslo NCCC had taken the lead among the NCCC churches in the Nordic countries to do mission internationally.
我发觉我们北欧在教会当中，我们挪威的这个 NCCC 教会在中间起到了一个领袖的作用，在起到这个做宣教事工的一个领袖作用。
And now more and more NCCC churches in the Nordic countries are following the lead, are working together with us.
而在 NCCC 这个大家庭里面，现在有越来越多的教会加入到这个事工世界来。
And you know when you look at mission, it can look like a small drop in the ocean.
有时候大家可能觉得说，哦，这个小小的短宣可能就像沧海一粟一样，根本起不到什么作用。
But if you look a little bit at history, you can see that it has changed individual communities and even countries.
但是如果我们把这个时间的跨度拉长，在历史的角度来看，这个短宣其实是有着很大的意义的。
China is an example of that.
中国其实就是一个很好的例子。
Look at the mission in China.
让我们回头来看看中国的这个基督教的发展历史。
I don't know how much you know about it.
我不知道大家对此了解有多少。
But we believe that the first time Christianity reached China was around year 500-600 after Christ.
那我们知道，首先中国第一次接触到基督教是在公元600年左右。
It was the Nestorian Church.
它是一个作为叫做景教的存在。
The second time China was reached by Christianity was in the 1200 and the 1500.
而第二阶段中国人开始接触到这个教会的基督教是在公元1200年到1500年的期间。
In the year 1200, it was the Franciscans who came to China in the Mongol Empire.
在蒙古帝国的时候，1200年的时候，基督教来到了中国。
And the Jesuits came around 1500.
而方济各会他们是在1500年左右的时间来到了中国。
And during these three periods, a lot of people got to know Christ.
而在这三个阶段的时候，很多的中国人可以得知基督教的存在。
Churches were established.
教会也在那个时候被逐渐的建立了起来。
But sadly, each time over a few hundred years, these churches faded away.
而很令人遗憾的是，每隔几百年，这些教会就慢慢的又被销毁了。
And it happened for different reasons.
而这个发生是因为不同的原因而导致的。
But the fourth mission wave to try to reach China started around 1800.
而真正的第四阶段，他们又基督教又再次来临到中国，是在公元1800年左右。
And you can call this the modern Protestant mission movement to reach China.
你可以把它称之为新教来到中国。
Actually, it still goes on.
它而且它这个事情一直还是发生到至今。
And now we can see that the Protestant church in China has deep roots into the Chinese soil.
现在我们可以看到这个新教的基督教，它在中国有着很深的根基。
The official number, and I have this from the main office in Shanghai.
我这个数字是来自这个上海的这个官方数据啊。
I've been there many times.
我去了好多次。
They say it's about 40-50 million believers officially.
他说官方的数据在中国信基督教的人大概有4000到5000万。
The unofficial figures of Christians in China is probably 2 or 3 times that.
而非官方数据，可能民间自己收集的数据是这个数据上的2到3倍。
However, getting an accurate number is very difficult.
但是我们都知道，要获得这一方面的准确数据是相当的困难。
And the unofficial number is counting all the unregistered Christians in China.
这些非官方数据，他们把一些没有登记的在案的基督徒都算在了内。
So my point here is because the church has been obedient to God's call to go to China.
因为 我想在这里阐述的是，我们有教会是因为他们行使了神给我们这个使命。
Great things have happened.
所以伟大的事情，神迹就产生了。
And we are all part of this mission movement in NCCC in Oslo.
而我们在 NCCC 奥斯陆的每在座的每一位，都是这个过程中的一部分。
In Thailand, we are reaching out to Thai people and people from Myanmar.
我们在泰国，我们接触了当地的泰国人以及缅甸人。
In Indonesia, we're reaching out to Muslims in Indonesia.
我们在印尼的时候也甚至也接触了印尼的穆斯林人。
And we are reaching out to Chinese in Copenhagen in Denmark.
我们甚至还去了哥本哈根，接触了那边的中国人。
Bochi and I just visited Copenhagen last Sunday.
我跟宝珠上个礼拜天还去了哥本哈根。
And we met Joe and Jennifer.
我们在那边遇到了 Joe 和 Jennifer.
Joe is employed as an evangelist.
Joe 呢，他是受雇做了传道人。
And his wife Jennifer works together with him as a team.
那他的太太 Jennifer 呢，跟他是一个 team， 一起在事工。
We went there to go to worship and to show our to try to encourage with our interest.
我们去了那边跟他们一起同工，然后鼓励他们继续的做他们的事工。
Copenhagen is not far away at all.
啊，哥本哈根说远根本也不算远。
A plane takes 50 minutes.
那坐个飞机也是大概五十分钟的样子。
6 hours by car.
那开车可能六个小时。
Or you can take the comfortable way.
大家也可以坐更舒适的交通工具。
You can take a boat and sleep for 17 hours.
大家也可以坐个船，在船上睡个十七个小时也到了。
And have a good dinner and a good breakfast on board.
那在船上的话，还能好好的吃个早饭，吃个晚饭。
So it's easy to go to Copenhagen.
所以去哥本哈根其实并不难。
You can be part of the mission work too.
所以呢，大家每一个人都其实可以作为这个短宣工作的一部分。
First of all, you can pray for the churches and the mission team we send out.
那我们可以做的是什么呢？首先，你可以为所有宣教的事工或者是同工们祷告。
This is free.
这个是不花任何钱的。
You just need to donate some time.
你只需要奉献一点点的时间。
But it's dangerous to try to pray for mission.
那为宣教来祷告是一件让你。
But because it can easily take you out of your comfort zone.
这让你能够很快的逃离你自己的舒适区。
When you start involving in mission and praying for it, you become involved.
当你开始把自己投入到这个做宣教的这个事情当中的时候。
And you can donate money to all or one of the projects.
当然，你也可以为某一些宣教的事工进行奉献。
Or you can join the short-term mission team to Copenhagen this October.
那今年十月我们还有一个短宣活动去哥本哈根的，你也可以来参加。
Or maybe go to Indonesia next year if we go.
也可以明年一起去印尼短宣。
To join a short-term mission team is a great way to get some taste of what it actually means to be a missionary and to do mission.
去短宣是体验和了解宣教士生活的一种绝佳的方式。
Or you can become a tent maker like Paul the apostle.
或者呢，你可以像保罗一样做一个搭帐篷的人。
Tent making mission is named after Paul. He made tents to get food on the table.
啊，这个搭帐篷的这个人，这个名字，他是源于保罗。他自己呢，生平的职业是一个做帐篷的，但他以此为生来做，同时在做着这个宣教的工作。
And then he did mission work on his spare time.
他在他自己的业余时间，把自己时间奉献出来做这个宣教工作。
So you could find a job in Copenhagen, go there and become a part-time worker, volunteer worker in the NCCC in Copenhagen.
所以大家有能力的话，也可以考虑在哥本哈根找个工作。那闲暇时间也可以投入到这个对神的事工当中。
It's a very nice town.
这个是哥本哈根是非常有意思的地方。
Now, or how about starting to study theology?
那大家有人想过要去读读神学吗
？You know, you can become a church worker one day.
那有一天可能你就真的是在教会做工了。
Yeah, full-time church worker, with theology in your brain.
那全职的为神奉献上你的时间。
And you know, there is also the possibility to decide to become a full-time missionary.
你也可以成为一个全职的宣教士。
You know, when you look at your pastors here in Oslo, we are very international.
当我们自己来看看我们教会，我们的牧师们其实是非常国际化的一个团队。
We come from all over the world to serve here.
我们来自世界的各个地方，但是我们都集聚在这里一起做事。
China.
我们有来自中国内地的。
Malaysia.
马来西亚的。
Sweden.
瑞典的。
Hong Kong.
甚至来自香港的。
Norway.
挪威的。
Yeah, we come from many places.
我们来自世界的各地。
And we are doing missionary work, actually.
那我们就一起在这里做事工。
So if you want to ask one of us what it means to be a missionary, it's just asking. You have a lot of people to ask.
如果你在脑子里想着，哎呀，如果有一天我想要做宣教士，我该怎么做呢？我们这里有很多的人可以给你这样的意见和建议。
And if you become involved in the kingdom of God,
如果你把自己投身在神的国度里
，or a missionary,
或者是做一个宣教士
，it will totally change your life.
它真的会颠覆你的生活。
And I guarantee you, it will become much more interesting.
我可以让大家保证，这样的生活是非常非常有意义的。
Amen.
Amen.
I need some translation.
Yes. 我来翻译了。
谢谢。For those who don't know me, my name is Mintu, and I'm from the Alive congregation.
在当中可能有些人不认识我的话，我的名字叫 Mintu， 我是Alive 的。
You might wonder why we're wearing all these beautiful clothes.
可能会在想为什么我们穿这么特色的服装。
This is something called batik.
这个它的名字叫 batik 啊，这种服装的名字叫 batik。
And this is actually the traditional clothes of Indonesia.
这是印尼的所谓的官方比较正式的服装。
I'm gonna share a little. We just came from a mission trip 2 weeks ago.
我们两个星期以前就是在印尼当中的有服事。
And we're gonna share a little bit about our experience there.
我们会分享一点我们在当地的一些经验。
Close your eyes.
闭上眼睛然后他要找到那个
There you go.
对，这一张投影片。
So, so in August and July after summer camp, a lot of us went to Indonesia for missions.
就是在七月份我们结束这个夏令营过后呢，我们有好一些人就去到这个印尼短宣。
And you all guys have probably heard about this before?
你们当中可能也听过印尼短宣。
And we have gotten a lot of support through prayers and donations from you.
我们也得到你们许多的支持。
And we are very grateful and thankful for that.
为你们感恩。
We're going to share a little bit about the vision of Indonesia and what their vision is when it comes to sharing the gospel in Indonesia.
首先先分享关于印尼短宣事工的这个意向。
And then we're going to share a little bit about each one of our experiences.
然后我们就分享我们个人的一些经验。
So we are partners with a group and a church in Indonesia called KPI and GKNY Church.
我们其实是跟印尼当地的一间教会叫 KPI， 还有一个 GKNR 它的缩写。
Church.
教会。
So through education, community work, and elderly care, they are sharing the gospel in a Muslim country.
所以那个意向就是透过这三方面的服事来分享福音。第一个就是透过教育，然后透过社区事工，还有长者的关怀。
And you might think, why education?
你可能在想，为什么是透过教育呢
？Why not a church?
为什么不是透过教会呢
？Because in Indonesia is a Muslim country.
因为在印尼呢，它本身是一个穆斯林国家。
And a lot of people are Muslims.
就是很多人都是穆斯林。
And very few Muslims will go into a church.
然后很少的穆斯林会进到教会当中。
So through education.
所以透过这个教育。
They're able to discipleship and share about the gospel to children.
他们就能够透过教育来去宣告福音，来去做门训。
You might also think, why does a country support Muslim countries support a Christian school.
你也可能会问，为什么一个穆斯林国家他们会支持一个教会办的学校呢？
Because they see that Christian schools are actually doing very well academically.
啊，主要他们看到教会办的学校在这个成绩方面的表现都是非常卓越的。
So even families that are Muslims or Buddhists or other religions are willing to put their children into Christian school because.Of their education.
所以就算是穆斯林的家庭，甚至是佛教其他宗教的家庭，他们的父母也会因为这样子呢，愿意把孩子送到教会办的学校当中。
And because of this, they are able to share the gospel. They are doing devotions, and they are doing discipleship in the school.
也因为这样，就透过这种方式，在这个学校里面，就可以有灵修、有宣讲福音等等的各方面的福音事工。
So it looks, it's a school that is a church.
所以这个学校本身就好像一间教会那样。
And also through a community service and caring for the community, they are again able to share about God's love.
另外一个就是透过社区的事工也可以分享神的爱。
Through meeting their basic needs as food and rice and oil.
透过满足他们最基本的需求，比如说食物方面的供应来去帮助他们。
And through elderly care, there are also a lot of Muslim nursing homes.
长者关怀在当地有一些的所谓穆斯林办的长者中心。
So they also see elderly care as an opportunity to care for the elders, so that even Muslim families can bring their elderly parents to the center.
我讲错了，就是他们想办一个长者中心，然后就算是穆斯林家庭，他们也愿意把长者送来这个关怀的中心。
And through caring for people's parents, they're able again to share about the gospel to the whole family and not only to the elders.
Yeah, 透过关怀长者，不只是向长者传福音，也有机会向长者的家属来去有机会去跟他们接触传福音。
So this is their vision and goal as they're doing missions in Indonesia.
所以这个就是印尼当地他们教会的意向。
And we have been so blessed to be able to be a part of this.
我们很蒙福能够跟他们一同的同工来完成这个使命。
To work along with them and see how they are care for their people.
所以我们就跟他们同工来，透过他们的服事来看到神在当地的一些工作。
So here you can see, this is the fourth year.
你可以看到今年是我们第四年参与在当中。
And except for us, we had some people in Bergen and Stockholm and Gothenburg join us.
不只是在奥斯陆谈的，我们有一些其他的同工，就是来自 Bergen 啊，来自其他北欧教会的。
And as you can see also in the picture, for some, you might heard of BTCC before, because I talked about it before.
接下来看到的就是 BTCC 的一些照片，你们也可能听过，因为我之前也分享过的。
So this is a Christian center, also a school.
这个就是一个宗教中心，也就是我们提到的那个教育学校。
And that we have been a part to pray and to be a part to educate the children as well.
我们就透过这个事工来去教育，来去接触当地的学生。
And we also been a part of praying and helping them financially to build this building as well.
我们与这个 BDCC 我们也参与在他们的事工当中，透过祷告，透过我们的奉献。
So you can see that in 2018, there was nothing, there was a land.
所以你看到照片当中2018年的时候呢，其实就是一片土地罢了，什么都没有的。
2022, it started to be a building.
2022年的时候就盖了这一栋的学校的建筑。
And in 2025, there's two buildings.
在2025年的时候，今年有两栋的建筑。
I remember the first year in 2022, there was only maybe 50 students.
我记得2022年我到当地的时候只有 30多个学生差不多三十多个学生。
And now this year in 2025, there's over 100 students.
今年到的时候有100多个学生在当中。
So we can really see how God has been blessing them.
所以我们可以看到神怎么样，就是真的是祝福他们的事工。
And how He had provided even through COVID when they started to build this building.
然后也在疫情当中也同样的为他们来供应。
So you can see here, 2022 and 2025, you can see there's a big difference.
所以你看到2022年我们拍的那个照片跟学生啊，全体的学生跟2025年的那个差距是蛮大的。
So you might wonder what did we do?
你可能在想我们道当中是做什么事情呢？
How did we partake and how did we care for them?
我们怎么去参与服事？
We had medical service.
我们首先有医疗方面的服事。
Giving them medical care.
就是给他们这个医疗方面的帮助。
Praying for them.
为他们祷告。
We visit another school.
我们也探访了另外一间的学校。
Had some time with the parents and sharing a little bit about parenting and technology.
跟当地的父母来分享关于科技，关于教育孩子方面的。
Teaching Chinese.
教他们中文。
Teaching English.
教他们英文。
And teaching coding.
也教他们一些这个程序方面的电脑程序。
We went to different homes.
我们也去到不同的家庭当中。
We gave them some rice and prayed for them.
给他们一些米啊等等哈，然后为他们祷告。
And also gave them medical care.
也给他们一些医疗的服务。
So we're going to share a little bit about how we experienced this.
我们会接着分享我们个人怎么去经历这一切。
And Pastor Gabriel will share a little bit about his experience.
好，我自己我先来哈。就是我其实蛮神奇的，就是我觉得神的带领蛮惊艳或者惊讶的当我来到你们当中才发觉到我大老远从马来西亚跑来挪威，然后呢这边有一个宣教事工是在印尼就是刚才明兔分享的我们这次去的地方那个 BTCC 它的缩写就是它其实是 Badan Taran Badan Taran Christian Center 那 Badan Taran 是这个地方的名字那我后来了解到北欧华人教会有这个宣教事工在印尼在 Badan Taran 也在 Pontianak 然后就上网找了一下Badan Taran 离开我以前服侍的地方我住在古晋古晋在沙劳越马来西亚开车就四个小时开车四个小时然后我就觉得蛮神奇的神把我带来这么远然后又在这里找到有一个宣教短宣的工厂在巴丹塔兰在彭天纳那我就想有机会要去看看神在当中的事工所以蛮神奇的所以我是大巴士进去的其他人是飞的我先飞到古晋然后大巴士当然大巴士会长一点了大概五个小时多六个小时然后他们是飞到彭天纳然后再转车三个小时多我们就在巴丹塔兰来会合所以蛮神奇的这个我分享这个照片每一个应该是每一个早晨不是太清楚不过就是他们早晨的时候学生就会聚集在这个学校的前面有这个升旗礼类似周会这样子然后你看到这个学校前面你看到那个大巴没有那个罗里那个大巴他这个学校就在大马路旁边所以我巴士到的时候呢我要一边看那个 Google Map 一边说快要停了快要停了然后他就放我在那个大门我就走进来这是我怎么来的然后这一次觉得这个是我们去医疗短宣的时候去给他们一些医疗服务的时候跟当地的一些比如说这个其实是一个村庄我们去到不同的村庄应该是三个四个这样子三个村庄然后每一个村庄里面呢他们都会有一些当地的服侍的基督徒的同工包括牧者所以在你看到的我们从北欧来的是十个人从北欧主要是挪威跟瑞典可能当中一些面孔你也会认得还有一些其他的当地的同工一些牧者一些会友一些领袖我们一同的服侍还有在前排二三然后 第五个哈，他们是 Pontiana 来的医生，也参与在我们当中，所以是一个一同去服侍的一个概念哈。然后我们去到医疗的时候，可能你们有一些人会想说，哦，我不是医生啊，我不是护士，我要怎么参与在当中呢？啊，我也不是医生，我也不是护士哈，啊，可以去为他们祷告啊。你不是牧师，你也是可以祷告啊。我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹啊，就是在当中为这一些来的这些人来祷告。所以左边的很多照片呢，但是我想表达的就是他们的参与度其实是很踊跃的。啊，我们告诉他们有这个医疗的服务，他们就100多个人就来了啊，所以还好有3个人轮流祷告哈，不然要一个人为100多个人祷告啊。不管是大人还是小朋友呢，我们问他们可以不可以，我们也用这个油来为他们祷告哈，然后问他们可以吗？他们都非常的乐意。我以前去过好多的短宣哈，去过泰国，去过马来西亚，好多其他的地方。马来西亚也是一个穆斯林的国家，去过印尼其他的地方等等哈。但是我在当中看到的是一个非常开放的态度啊，就是没有人说哦你不可以为我祷告啊，每一个我们说可以为你祷告吗？他们都点头哈，他们都说可以。所以我们就每一个大人，每一个小孩子都为他们来祷告。然后包括刚才明兔也提到的，我也觉得蛮惊艳的哈，在学校里面有基督徒啊，也有一些的穆斯林的学生哈，真的就是在那个学校的场合直接去分享福音啊。每个早上学生们起来，他们就做灵修啊，每个晚上他们就自修。然后有这个聚会的时候，星期五他们有自己去学生去带这个敬拜赞美，有讲道，有分享等等哦，都是非常开放、非常直接的。好多其他的宣教工厂呢，都不会这么开放哦，人的那个心没有这么开放啊。这个就是我们在当中还有做的一些的活动，跟学生的交流其实非常的简单。啊，不是很复杂的。你看到左边的图，就是我们跟他们玩桌游，啊，透过桌游跟当地的学生来建立一点的关系，啊，来去表达我们对他们的爱跟关怀哈。所以你可能想不到你能够做些什么啊。其实你愿意的话呢，透过桌游也可以跟他们打成一片哈。然后我在当中有讲到有分享，这个也是第一次在印尼这个地方我去讲到哈。我说的是马来文啊，但是马来文跟印尼文其实就是90%差不多啊，接近啊，所以他们也听得懂我说什么哈。所以感谢神啊，在当中也有一些弟兄姐妹，他们就是透过他们的专业来去教当地的学生怎么去编电脑的一些的编辑这个程序等等哈。所以有各种不同的，有手工的啊，比较简单的手工的工作坊。另外一个我想分享的，就是在当中我们也看到也是一个北欧华人教会跨年龄层的啊，有比较年长的，有比较年轻的，我们一同的同工，一同的服侍。这张照片就是我们晚上我们会一起聚集，一起分享我们的挣扎，我们的感受，然后一起彼此的来祷告哈，非常喜乐的啊。所以透过短宣，你可以经历很多不同的这些，可以有很多不同的得着啊，不只是跟当地的弟兄姐妹，也跟我们其他的北欧华人教会的弟兄姐妹有很好的联谊了。我就分享到这里啊。所以也鼓励大家，当然可能不是每一个人都应该去或者需要去啊，那鼓励你们有感动的啊，有这个能力的啊，时间方面、体力方面啊，可以考虑啊，祷告中来去考虑啊，参与印尼的短宣。当然也像张雅各牧师前面分享的，透过不同的方式来去参与祷告奉献等等啊。 OK， 我的分享到这里呀。下一个就是喂，好，
Hello，
Hello，
My name is Wai Hao，
我名字叫 Wai Hao，
And this was my third time going to mission trip to Indonesia，
是我第三次参与印尼的短宣。
I normally lead football camps.
通常我会帮忙举办这个足球的比赛。
But this year there was no camp, so I had to lead in other areas.
那今天我们没有举办足球营啊，所以我就在其他的方面来服侍。
Here on the top two pictures, I was leading ice-breaking games with Yuki.
你看到这个照片当中上面的两张照片，我跟 Yuki 一起的带领一些的活动，跟学生们一起玩。
For the whole BTCC camp.
就是整个 BTCC 学生啊，我们跟他们一起互动。
In the bottom two three pictures, I was leading workshops.
在下面的三张照片呢，我也在带领一个的工作坊。
We had workshops the whole day and with four different classes.
那我们一整天跟四个不同的班级有这个工作坊。
And for this, I wasn't really prepared, but I got the chance to teach younger students about dental hygiene and general hygiene.
我可能之前没有做预先的准备，不过来到当中也被邀请，就是帮忙到一个村庄帮忙一些的学生，注重他们口腔健康方面的教育啊。
So I did the dental part, and Clemens and a local doctor did the general hygiene part.
所以我就帮忙示范了，特别是口腔健康方面的意识的释放，然后另外两个同工他们就谈到一些比较普及的健康的知识哈。
And some of my highlights from this trip.
我一些特别要跟大家分享的经历。
I was to see how far BTCC has improved from the first time I went there until this year.
就是从第一次我到 BTCC， 然后到今年再去，看到很大的进展跟改变。
And how the students are willing to support us when we need their help.
还有就是当地的学生非常乐意的帮助我们，特别当我们需要他们帮忙的时候。
And I'm thinking about the workshop where we were told to. Or every workshop, we're told that we could have not every workshop should have a translator.
我们在工作坊当中也需要一些的翻译的帮忙，他们也非常乐意。
And me and Yuki did not get one.
我跟 Yuki 没有找到一个翻译员呢。
So we asked some of the students if they could translate for us.
我们就随机的叫当地的一些学生帮忙。
Even if their English is not that good, they are willing to help us.
他们的英文可能不是那么好，但是他们非常乐意的去帮我们翻译。
One experience, I experienced God during the trip.
另外一个经历呢？
Is when I was leading the dental hygiene.
就是当我在带领这个口腔健康方面的示范的时候。
I was not prepared and really nervous.
我其实是很紧张的，因为没有事先的预备。
But at the same time, I could feel the peace and know that God was in control.
但是同时候，我感到心中有一种莫名的平安，来自神的平安。
Even if I'm not prepared enough, I knew that God will lead me through it.
我虽然不是准备的非常充足，但是我相信神会带领我。
So I'm really thankful for this trip this year, and thank you.
所以我特别感恩为这一次的短宣旅哈，感谢上帝，也谢谢你们。
So this was my first time going to Indonesia and joining the mission trip.
这是我第一次参与印尼短宣。
And previously I've heard of the trip before and also people's experiences.
我其实听过这个印尼短宣，也听过别人的分享。
But I never really had the courage myself to go.
但是我从来没有这个勇气去前往这个印尼短宣。
I thought to myself several times, like, what can I do? Like, I didn't feel like I had much to offer.
我就问我自己，我有什么可以贡献的？好像没什么好贡献的。
Yeah, so I was thinking like how can I serve them?
我就在想我可以怎么参与在当中，怎么去服侍当地的人呢？
So it wasn't until last year when I felt God calling me to join.
就是到去年的时候，特别感受到神特别的呼召我去参加这个印尼短宣。
And I was still feeling a bit nervous, but I also had this peace in my heart.
我还是觉得很紧张和很胆怯，但是也有一个无法形容的平安在我心中。
So when we landed in Indonesia, it was like walking into a sauna.
当我们到达印尼的时候呢，感觉上就进入到一个桑拿房那样哈。
And it was so hot and so humid.
它是非常的热，然后非常的湿的感觉。
And I think by the second day, I was asking myself like, oh, why did I come and leave my comfortable home to be here?
我第二天到达的时候已经怀疑自己了啊，就是为什么要离开美好的家乡，来到这么热、这么潮湿的地方。
And so we traveled for so many hours, and it's a totally different.Culture and also environment.
我们经历了十多个小时的这个飞机哈旅程哈，然后大老远的跑到这个地方来。
And so I was wondering and a bit worried as to how the rest of the week would be like.
我就有点在想接下来的日子应该怎么过。
So for the mission trip, I served as a nurse for the medical team and also led crafts workshops for the students.
我这一次特别是借助我护士的身份来服侍，还有带领一些手工的工作坊。
And so for the one of the highlights during the trip was being able to come to the village.And also using my medical skills to help them.
其中我印象比较深刻的就是我们去到乡村做这个医疗方面服侍的时候，我们就我可以用我的医疗的知识来去服侍当地的人。
Yes. So on the picture on the left, it's me and Helen from Stockholm. So we were a part of the nursing team.
你们看到照片当中就是我跟 Helen 啊，就是 Stockholm 的 Helen， 我们一起就是在这个医疗的其中一个站来去服侍。
And to the people in the village, we were just strangers coming from another country.
对于乡村的居民呢，我们就好像不知道从哪里来的陌生人那样子哈。
But it was nice to see their openness to us and our interaction, and that they wanted to receive the little help that we could give them.
但是我们看到他们对我们的开放啊，开放度非常的高，他们也乐意去接受我们给他们一点的这种小小的医疗的帮助。
Yes, and for the next slide.I also led a workshop for the students at BTCC.
我也带领了手工的一个工作坊。
And things didn't really go out as I had planned.
我虽然计划了，但是还有一些的小插曲哈。
And so when we had the workshops, the electricity went on and off all the time.
当我们做这个工作坊的时候，那边的电流的供应不是很稳啊，就有切断的时候。
And so the air condition stopped working, which made it really hot.
空调就不太行，所以就非常的闷，非常的热。
And I was going to show a video of the craft, but it didn't work, so it made it harder for the students to learn.
我本来要有一个视频播放，让大家知道说我们要做什么样的怎么样的手工，但是没有电，所以也没办法去播这个视频。
So I had to go to each of the 25-ish students and show them one by one.
所以我就需要一个一个的去到二十多位的同学的座位，一个一个去教他们怎么去做这个手工。
And it wasn't that easy because not a lot of the students spoke English.
不是很容易的一件事情，因为在当中的学生不是每一个都会明白英文。
But in the end, it worked out.
但是最后呢，就也成功的完成了。
And I really enjoy connecting with the students through something as simple as crafts.
所以我其实蛮享受透过这个简单的手工来去跟当地的学生有一个交流。
Yes. So on the picture on the right.
你看到右边手的照片。
You can see that a lot of the students wanted to continue during the evening.
哦，就是左边手啊，左边手的照片，就是有很多的学生，他们晚上的时候，他们还要继续的来做这个手工。
And on the picture on the left with all the students is the day after. So,
另外一张就是第二天，他们还是继续做这个手工，就是表明很享受哈。
Yeah, so they wanted to continue to make more.
对，他们很享受做这个手工。
Yes, and I think one of the great things with the trip that is that you're not doing it alone.
其中一个我觉得短宣的经历就是你不是孤身一人。
You have brothers and sisters in Christ alongside you.
有组内的弟兄姐妹跟你同在。
And I learned a lot from the members, both practical tips, but also to see their heart of service.
透过我们的这些短宣的同工哈，我就学习到不只是一些实战经验，也看到他们服事的心。
So it was really encouraging to see and to witness the passion that they have for mission and also their selflessness and letting God lead them each year.
所以很感动看到他们对宣教的这个热忱还有摆上一样。Yeah.
So this trip really reminded me that there's a lot of things that we cannot control.
这个短宣之旅提醒我，在生命当中其实有很多事情不在我们的掌控之中。
But God will always provide.
但是神他一定会供应。
So I went to the trip with the mindset of serving others, but I felt like I was the one being served.
我去的时候，我想说我应该怎么去服侍人，但是。到那边的时候呢，我其实经历的是自己有更多的得着跟收获。
And I'm really grateful for God for opening up my heart to join the trip. And although I started with some hesitation and worries, I have no regrets going.
我感谢神，就是把这个意念放在我的心里面，给我这个开放度，愿意去参加这个短宣队。然后我现在可以说我没有遗憾啊，没有后悔。
Yes, thank you.
谢谢。
So, I just want to again say thank you for the support you all have given us.
再次的谢谢你们的支持。
I think for me, it's been so encouraging to, like, people have come up to me and said, I'm praying for you, or they have given a donation, or been texting us while we're in Indonesia to say that.We are praying for you.
有好多人来到我跟前跟我说啊，我们在为你们祷告。也有你们当中也有好多人在金钱上面的服事啊，非常的感动，非常的受鼓励。
And it really warms my heart that we as a church are doing this together, and it's not only us.
我心里面就感觉温暖，因为我们是一个教会一个家，一起去参与这样子的事工。
So thank you for your support.
所以谢谢你们的支持。
So please continue to pray.
请继续的为我们祷告。
So for BTCC, I'm gonna tell you short notes. They because there are more students, they don't have enough space for everyone to live.
一些祷告的事项在 BTCC 的话呢，他们就是有这个宿舍的缺乏，希望有更多的宿舍来供应给这些的学生。
So please continue to pray for that.
所以继续为这个事情来祷告。
Pray that they can also recruit new Christian teachers.
让他们也能够找到更多的好的基督徒的老师。
As we mentioned, they want a school that is discipling these children, not in education, but also in faith.
我们刚才提到的就是他们的意向不只是一个学校的意向，而是一个能够像教会那样子去进行的学校。
So that's why they want Christian teachers.
所以他们希望找到的是基督徒的老师。
They're also thinking about maybe developing a little business.
他们也在想可能要办一些的做些小生意哈。
to help them to cover the BTCC operational costs.
来去帮助他们在经济上面的缺乏。
So they may be thinking of having a rest stop.
他们在想可能要建一个就是长途巴士的休息站，休息站。
So Pastor Gabriel don't have to tell the driver to stop. 那我下次
去的时候就不需要自己告诉那个司机我要这边下车。
And then for Joyful School, they're also thinking of God has been blessing them with so many students.
第二个就是 Joyful 这个学校哈 ，Joyful School， 他们的祷告也是希望学校能够更扩展。
So they want to expand the school as well, so pray for that.
Yeah, 所以为他们来祷告。
And also for permit to open a junior high school.
他们也其实 Joyful School 是一个小学，然后他们希望也能够办这个初中的课程，所以为他们的申请来祷告。
And also pray for the elderly care center.
Elderly 就是长老的关怀中心，这个是新的，还没开始的，也为这个事工来祷告。
So please continue to pray. I will also maybe share that during the year. So please do pray for them.
所以继续的为这三个主要的事工意向来去祷告。
So again, this is something that you will have available. Yes? Yes.So we will also share this throughout the year. This is not one time only, but we will share it in, so you have it for other times.
好，我们会把这些资料哈，就是跟大家来分享。Yeah.
So thank you for your prayers and your donation.
对，谢谢为你们的祷告跟奉献来感恩。
And I think on behalf of the team, thank you.
好，谢谢。
We also have a video to share and then we're done.
我们也有一个视频来播放给大家看哈。
God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there.My dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what I know I'm saying